Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, all saints from the branch churches and the local sanctuaries, Sadducean viewers, and all children of God who attend the worship online, this is the 41st lecture on Genesis. Today, I will tell you about the sixth day of the creation. On the sixth day, God created the land, animals, and humans. In the verse 24 to 25, territorial animals are divided into the three categories. Beasts of the earth, livestock, and the things that creep on the ground. First of all, things that crawl on the ground here includes reptiles such as snakes, crocodiles, and turtles, as well as in insects. So those that crawl on the ground have a short, flat feet. That's why they crawl. When babies are 100 days, they crawl with their hands and feet. So you should not mistake them for snakes. Snakes crawl too. After they curse, they move on their bellies. It's not moving as a crawling. Snakes move on their belly. Because they don't have legs. From the beginning, God divided land animals other than those that crawl on the ground into beasts of the land and the livestock. Beasts of the land simply refers to a wild animal. People say that people call wild animals and raise them to become domestic animals, but that is not true. From the beginning, livestock animals and the wild animals were distinguished. On the other hand, livestock refers to the domestic animals that people raise, such as a cow, horses, sheep, and dogs. They are helpful to people. From the time God created the animal, He made the distinctions between the domestic and the wild animals because He knew which animals would be needed by the humans during the time of the human cultivation. Of course, the livestock also lived in the wild at first. However, after Adam and Eve came down to this earth and had children and multiplied, people began to raise a livestock. At first, they caught wild animals, tamed them, and raised them in their homes. However, humans cannot tame all animals. Some animals can be easily tamed, while others are difficult to tame. Animals such as a cow, horses, a sheep, and dogs are relatively easy for humans to tame. On the other hand, wild beasts such as tigers, lions, and leopards are difficult to tame. Even professional zookeepers and trainers treat wild beasts very carefully. There are also cases where zookeepers get hurt for that. Of course, there are cases where wild animals are tamed through the advanced training for special purposes such as circuses. Even so, tigers and lions cannot become the livestock that live with the people for generations like cows and dogs. If that were possible, you could probably raise them for generations, keeping them as guards in your home. Nowadays, modern society has a well-developed security system, so there's no need for that. God created the livestock that would be helpful to people in the future by distinguishing them from the beginning. Father God considered even the most delicate details for human cultivations. How useful has been livestock to people? For example, in the days when transportation was not developed, riding a horse was the fastest way to travel. Also, cows were eaten for meat, but they were also used as a means of the transport to carry heavy loads and were very helpful in farming. Donkey and mules, the same. What about dogs? Compared to another animals, they have a special nature of the following their masters. That's why they've been close to people since ancient time and have helped them in many ways. In addition, there are livestock such as sheep, goats, and donkeys that are beneficial to people. The fact is that when God first created these animals, He made them different from the wild animals. Dear brothers and sisters, God created the fish and the birds and the land animals from the beginning. It's according to its kind. Aquatic animals did not evolve into land animals. How could a whale evolve into land animals? Think about it. How on earth would be that possible? And could these things, laid from eggs, become territorial animals? At this point, let's look at the animals that once existed in the earth in the past as an example to see whether evolution or creation is true. The animal is a dinosaur. Let me first briefly explain the general information about dinosaurs known to the world. Now, listen carefully to what I have to say. Those of you who are knowledgeable, if you listen carefully, everyone will know that it's not evolution. Scientists say that dinosaurs lived in the Earth for about 160 million years, from 230 million years ago to 65 million years ago for about 160 million years. Of course, they insist that dinosaurs continue to evolve during that period. There are about 670 species of dinosaurs, and if classified more precisely, there are many more species. Of course, they insist that dinosaurs continue to evolve during the since dinosaurs are not living animals, research on a dinosaur has to rely almost 100% on the fossils. Dinosaurs do not actually exist today, and they did not exist thousands of years ago when humans existed, so researchers rely purely on fossils. The first problem is that only about 20% of the currently named dinosaurs have a completely skeletons. In other words, most of the dinosaurs were named without even having proper bones fossils. To explain the evolutions using the dinosaurs, we need many fossils of the intermediate evolutionary stages that show subtle changes in each body part. However, most dinosaur fossils do not have a complete skeleton. This means that evolutionists claim that dinosaurs evolved, but they do not have evidence to support it. The second problem is that about 75% of the dinosaur fossils are concentrated in the six countries. Dinosaur fossils are spread all over the world, but they are concentrated in these six countries: Canada, the United States, Argentina, Mongolia, China, and the United Kingdom. These giant dinosaurs couldn't even be transported by the humans on sheep. They existed before humans exist. They were distributed all over the world. Tigers and elephants are not distributed all over the world, but located in the certain areas. So how could a scientist explain that dinosaurs, the big, huge, giant animals, just spread it all over the world?
전세계 분포돼서 하는 건 우리 가축들 빼고 가축들 빼고는
except the live stocks. Even sudden wild animals just dispirited in a certain area. Snakes are spread out in the many places as they were moved from the place to place by people. For example, there were no snakes in Guam, but during the war, people released snakes on the island. Before that, there were no snakes at all in Guam. These animals were brought in by the people, have since spread and have become widespread. However, dinosaurs are not only found in Europe or Asia, but are spread all over the world, being concentrated in the southern areas. This aspect also contradicts the theory of evolution. If dinosaurs evolve, there's no need for them together and live in the specific area. If they evolve, how could they only live in the specific areas? Scholars say that during the time when dinosaurs thrived, there was a long period of the good weather, like a tropical rainforest all over the world. If that were true, dinosaurs would not have lived together. Because the climate conditions are similar everywhere, it is better to be a little farther away from the food competitor than to be close to one. For reference, let's compare to the territories of dinosaurs and the tigers based on the amount of the food. I calculated the average territories and the amount of the food in the three regions where tigers currently live in the large numbers on Earth. As a result, there can be a total of four tigers, a male and three females, per 422
square kilometers.
In about two-thirds of the area of our Seoul, one male and three females can live. More tigers cannot live together there because of the food. But when we look at the distribution map of the tigers in our country in the past, tigers were rare in the south. They were rare. Why can't they prosper? The problem is the food chain. Food chain. It means there's no food. What about our country? Our country is mostly made up of mountains. It is covered with forests and is a good place for animals to live. However, only a few tigers can live there. The average weight of the tiger is 200 kilograms, and the minimum daily food intake of the tiger is about 10 kilograms. In the case of the elephants, which are herbivores, the average body weight is 5 tons, and the minimum daily food intake is said to be 185 kilograms. Whether herbivores or carnivores, they need to eat food equivalent to 3 to 5% of their body weight every day. So currently, the three places on Earth, a tiger weighted 200 kilograms, lives on average in a territory, eating 10 kilograms of food every day. If a tiger does not eat this much food, it will become hungry and lose its strength to hunt. They have to run faster than their prey. But if they feel so hungry, they ended up dying. Based on this, we calculated the dinosaurs, the territory, and the food supply. There are so many beasts in Africa, with so many beasts that spread out. There are not many to eat to lions. So the number of lions is kind of small. Why? Because there's no food. In fact, quite many lions starve to death after giving birth because they cannot eat. A dinosaur weighing 20 tons, 100 times the weight of the average tiger, would need 1 ton of food every day to survive. 1 ton of feed. Not 10 kilograms, but 10 to the 10th time. To do that, dinosaurs need an area 100 times larger than the average area where a tiger lives, or 10,500 square kilometers. South Korea is 99,373 square kilometers. If you include the north, it's 220,000. If it were a 20-ton dinosaur, only 9 of them could live in the area the size of South Korea. By the way, among the dinosaurs, brachiosaurus weighed at 8 tons. As you can see, this dinosaur is incredibly large compared to humans. If there was such a dinosaur, only 2 could live within the area of South Korea. However, in our country, many dinosaur fossils have been discovered in the Gyeongsangdo, and among them, there's one that weighed 120 tons. On the other hand, even if there's enough space for the dinosaurs to live, they must be able to continuously receive the food they need every day. Dinosaur scientists says that environment on the Earth during the dinosaur era was better than it is now, allowing for the more food. Even if we assume that such a better environment, they would have been able to obtain 100 times more food than they do now. Only about 6 dinosaurs weighed to 20 tons could survive in an area the size of Seoul. If it were 80-tons dinosaur, not even 2 of them could live within the area of Seoul. However, dinosaur fossils discovered so far have been concentrated in the specific area. For example, in Alberta, Canada, fossils of the 300 single species of dinosaurs, ranging the size from babies to adults, have been found along with many other types of the dinosaur fossils. Along a huge amount of dinosaur fossils have been discovered in the Dinosaur Mountains area, Montana, USA. Among them, about 10,000 fossils of one type of a dinosaur were found within 2 kilometers. It is a short distance and in it, so whopping 10,000 eggs were found there. This situation cannot be explained by the theory of the evolution. But if you understand God's explanation, you can understand everything. If you look at the history of a dinosaur that God explained to me, it all makes sense. But now, this explained by the evolutions doesn't make sense. Why were all these dinosaurs gathered together like this? If dinosaurs live on Earth for 160 million years, as a scientist claimed, how did they find all the food? How could they have eaten so much food and live on the earth for so long? The animals they ate did not grow like a grass. Dinosaurs were also instinctively known to stay away from each other to avoid the competition for food. There's another thing that needs to be addressed here. Is the absolute dating method that scientists use is correct? fact. Looking at the dinosaur fossils found in our country, it seems that they lived together one area. Then where did they get their food that they live in such a huddle? Even if there was no food, why did they live in such a huddle? Haven't you ever wondered about such a things? First, the question is whether the absolute dating method used by the scientists is correct. Absolute dating is a method of measuring how old an object is. However, even use an official dating method, it cannot always be trusted. This content was introduced in the International Academic Journal Science on October 17, 2003. Have you ever heard of Science, magazine Science? Scientists attempt to measure date and the same material from the same location using two recognized dating methods. If both dating methods were correct, the two results should be same or similar. But the fact that is that the difference is the ages from the two methods was very large. One was measured as 8 million years, the other one as 2 million years. That's difference of 6 million years. Even after repeated the measurement, the results were the same. Therefore, we cannot conclude that the period and the duration of the dinosaur's existence on the Earth based on this dating method is correct. That is said that dinosaurs lived for about 160 million years from the 230 million years ago to 65 million years ago, but it's not true. Meanwhile, some scientists said that dinosaurs suddenly became extinct 65 million years ago. Their claim is consistent with what God has explained. On the data screen diagram, number 6, 7, and 8 are dinosaurs, but they suddenly became extinct at some point. The time is not known. It's true that they suddenly became extinct at some point. So how long did the dinosaurs live on the Earth, and why did they suddenly become extinct? I will explain this in detail in Genesis 2. If you go to Genesis 2, it will explain it in detail there. Dinosaurs are species that cannot be destroyed by the fire of this land. Why? They are not animals created from the soil of this land. Dinosaurs were created in the Eden as a pet for Adam. Since they were created in the second heaven, all environments and everything are different from those of the earth. So dinosaurs are different from other animals. The animals of this land can be destroyed by the fire, but dinosaurs were destroyed by a fire in the second heaven. And they were destroyed at once. Only the dinosaur bones remained. There must have been other animals at that time as well as dinosaurs, but no traces of other animals can be found around. According to the evolutionist theories, bones and the fossils of other animals that the dinosaurs ate should have been found, but they have not been found. This is explained the detail in Genesis chapter 2, so we will end today's dinosaurs here. You will learn about what happened to two dinosaurs in chapter 2. Dear brothers and sisters, among the animals that God created on the sixth day, there are those that crawl on the ground. I said that reptiles like turtles and insects like ants that crawl on the ground are included. Among the animals that crawl on the ground, I will talk about ants this time. Scientists have discovered that it's interesting fact when studying the ecology of ants. The amount of the food that ants collect varies depending on the season, whether it's a summer or winter. However, the type of food that they eat also varies depending on the nutrient requirement. For example, when there are a lot of the larvae that are growing rapidly, they look for prey that is high in protein, which the nutrients that this larva need. No one taught them. They didn't study in school. They didn't learn from books. They didn't learn from mom and dad, but they moved automatically, all of them. The ants know what food to get in, what season, and what food to provide to a larva with the protein they need. We people also, mom, after giving birth baby, they also eat the nutrient food like seaweed. The ants also provided the carbohydrate-rich food for their worker ants. It was as if ants gathered together to hold a meeting and then went to get food based on the result. How can evolutionists explain the survival strategy of ants, which involved working together as a group to meet the needs of the community? How could they explain it? Meanwhile, some ants prepared food by farming. These ants called the leaf cutter and cut leaves into small pieces and carry them to their burrows where they pile them up. You can see them. Look at them moving something so big. The leaf is bigger than themselves. Then mushrooms grow there, and they use those mushrooms as a food. Ants are growing mushrooms like this. In this way, ants also farm and provide food. Scholars say that the history of farming by these ants goes back about 10 million years ago. It means that ants cultivated and ate mushrooms before humans. If intelligence has developed and evolved this much, why are ants still ants? How did the ants know that mushrooms would grow if they did that? The ants did not figure it out on their own. God the Creator gave them that instinct. Some ants employ tactics similar to those of modern armies. These are warrior ants that live in the Amazon jungle above Brazil. It's quite amazing to see how these warrior ants search for the deal with their enemies. When the size of an enemy is small, quickly penetrate deep into enemy territory, slip the enemy in the half, and attack the left and the right sides at the same time. This is a tactic that modern militaries mainly use in the offensive operations. On the other hand, if the enemies are more in number, they adopt a fan-shaped battle formation. And when the battle intends, Special forces prepared in advance in the rear are deployed to carry out the operation. In addition, the captured prey is sent to the rear by reserved units waiting behind the fan-shaped battle formation. It's believed that modern military fighting tactics originated from these ants. I also observed the ants a lot when I was sick for 7 years in the past. When a piece of the bread fell on the floor, ants would appear from somewhere. At first, one or two ants appear and try to move the food. However, if they cannot do it on their own, they quickly go and bring their fellow ants. They follow the same path they took to bring their fellow ants and line up in the single line. Then tens of or hundreds of ants work together to move the food. For reference, ants can pull something that is about 50 times heavier than their body weights on average. This is equivalent to a 60-kilo person pulling a 3-ton object. It means 3,000 kilograms. It's really amazing power. Proverbs chapter 6:6-8, it says, "Go to the ant, and you sluggard. Consider it waste, and be wise. Having no commander, observer, or ruler, it prepares its food in the summer and gathers its food in the harvest." As this saying goes, ants have no leader, no overseer, and no sovereign, but they live together as a community. Centered around the one queen ant, all the ants know what to do, and they carry out their duties diligently. When ants gather food, you can see that they all work together without anyone telling them what to do. They all work together as a one body, and they move in such an orderly manner. The strength of an individual ant is weak, but when they gather together, they exert tremendous power. If a wild beast attacked by the swarm of ants, it would have a difficulty surviving. If all members of our church become one like this, we will be able to exert as much a greater power than we have now. Even if there are obstacles ahead, you can move forward without any problem. From ants, we should learn how to be united with others and the diligence and the sincerity as individuals. Ants work hard without resting and prepare food in advance. So even when it's difficult to obtain food, they can live without worry and without difficulties. If people work hard and honestly, anyone can escape from poverty and live well. Even if you do physical labor, if you work diligently and save a small amount of money consistently, you can avoid poverty. Moreover, if such a person believes in God and rely on Him, he will gain more than what he has accumulated. By being sincere like this, you will gain the trust and the recognition of those around you, and you will be successful in whatever you do. However, many people do not try to earn income honestly like ants, but are excessively greedy. There are many cases where people ended up in great trouble by going down a path that deviated from the norm. There are some people in this world who seem to be doing well even though they used a trick and committed illegal acts. God's children must walk the right path. Psalm chapter 77:1-2 also, "Do not fret because of the evildoers or be envious of the wild workers of the injustice, for like this grass they will soon be cut down, and like the green herb they will wither." And the following verses 3-4, "Trust in Lord and do good, dwell in land and feed on His faithfulness." Always look at the Word of God in the Old and the New Testament. He always says that you should entrust God and do good. If you practice just these things, there's no one will not receive a blessing. But people do not rely on God, but on others, and they use their own wisdom. It says also, delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desire of your heart. God gave the instinct to survive even weak beings like ants. How much more so? How can He ignore the heartfelt desire of good children who trust Him and act faithfully? Joseph, who was falsely accused and imprisoned, trusted in God and acted faithfully. The God made everything he did successful. Are there any saints among you who are in trouble like Joseph? Or are there people who feel like they have no way to make a living because they lack education or have no skill? Look at the ants and gain wisdom. Believe in God and rely on Him as your seller and do everything faithfully. If you work consistently and faithfully with a good heart without being greedy, God will surely bless you. Let me conclude it, dear brother and sister. In this session, we talked about the part where God created three types of the land animals on the 6 days of creation, and we look at whether evolution or creation is true using dinosaurs and example. We also look for wisdom that we can gain from ants. Next time, I will talk about the creation of a man on the 6 days of creation. On that day, God first created the livestock, the wild animals, and the creatures crawling according to their kinds. In verse 25 of this text, that it says, God saw it was good. On the sixth day, with the creation of the land, animals, the environment necessary for human cultivation was finally created, and therefore in God's eyes, everything was good. Let me example about God's heart. When a yearly couple conceived their first child, they prepared many things for child. They prepared a pretty good clothes, bedding, toys for child, that they are excited and happy just by looking at them. Father God also felt good when He saw the environment of earth had been created to become the foundation for human cultivation to obtain the true children. Our Father God created man with such excitement and anticipation. When our saints do good with their faith, God is so happy. He wants to work according to that faith. But you must also ponder, learn, and practice what that belief means. I've taught that you countlessly. As God the Father has been patient in hope of obtaining the true children, who can become His true child? You who have come to know the fundamental history of creation through the Genesis lecture must have become a true children.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centers, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes, and the deaf come to hear, and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns, and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.